Okay, so we're going to talk about today. We're going to continue along with the siman that we started actually before, which was really if you have to go to the bathroom before davening. So really, the end of the siman talks about washing your hands before davening also. So, you know, we always see people running to wash their hands before davening. We're always thinking, is that right? Is that not right? Is that a chumrah? So let's see what this. So the Gemara, the first Maramakam Gemara, and Brachas, have you dalad mabez. Starts on the bottom of Yidal and Abiz and goes to Tesfal Min Alf. Amr B'Yechman. Haroitza shi yikabal of oil malchus shamayim shlema. If you want to be makabal oil malchus shamayim in its fullest way, so yifana, you should go to the bathroom, v'yitil yodav, you should wash your hands, v'yinich tefillin, put on your tefillin, v'yikr kriyishma v'yispal. You should daven kriyishma and then daven. V'zoi hi malchus shamayim shlema. That is the complete malchus shamayim that you want to accept. Anybody who first goes to the bathroom, then he washes his hands, then he puts on tefillin. It's as if he built the mizbeach and he was makar the carbon. The tziv, it's been a kaim kapoy. I first wash my hands, been a kaim kapoy, and then vasoivas mizbeach Hashem. Amalei Rava loy saver loy marki l'tavol. Don't you hold that it's as if he's tovel his whole body? Dechsev erchetz ben akayim veloyksev erchetz kapai. Doesn't say I wash my hands. It says erchetz ben akayim. Right? It says it doesn't say erchetz ben akay. It says erchetz ben akayim kapai, but it says in the kayin. So since it doesn't say straight erchetz kapai, he wants to say that it's as if you were tovel your whole body. Amalei Ravina loy Rava chazi mar haytzur me'abanan da'asim in my Rava v'amar. I saw this. Certain Talmud Chacham that came from the Marava, from the Eretz Yisrael. V'amar, he said, let's say somebody does not have water to wash his hands. So what should he do? Mekaneach yodav ba'afar udvitzvar ubekasamis. So he should just rub his hands on dirt or a tzror, like a rack, or these ksamis, similar, like a piece of wood. Something to clean your hands in that way if you don't have water. Amalei. So they said back to him, Shaper Kamer, that's true. It's what that Talmud Chacham is saying is right. Miksiv erchetz b'mayim. It doesn't say I will wash with water. It just says erchetz b'nakayin kapai. B'nakayin ksiv. That I will wash with something that cleans. Kol midi demanki. Anything that cleans my hands is fine. Dar Rav Chisda, Layit aman demahadar amay bin sus Rav Chisda, would, like kilu, like curse, he would may not be happy with the people that would go and try to find water when it was time to daven. I mean, they wanted to find water when it was time to daven. So why was he unhappy? Because you don't need water. You don't need water. You just need something that will clean it. You can just rub it on anything that will clean your hands. V'hani mili. Now this is important. The Gemara says, Hani mili l'kriyishma. That's only when it comes time to kriyishma. That's when Rav Chisda had a problem with these people. Avalut tefila, but if you're talking about Shemana Esrei, tefila, then mahada, then you could go and try to find yourself some water. So v'ad kama, how much do you have to go matriach yourself to go find yourself water? Ad parsa, which is a parsa. Parsa, which you said from last week, is about 72 minutes. Bahani mili lekame, that's only if it's in front of you. I mean, going in front of you. Avalachayri, but to go backwards, Afilu mil enay chayzer. You do not go back even a mil. So like a parse is 4 mil. So you don't even go back. If you have to go out of your way, you don't even go a mil, which is 18 minutes. And where it says mil hu deino chayzer. You see, they don't go an entire mil. Ha pachas mi mil. But if a little bit less than 18 minutes, then you could be chayzer. Then you do go back to get water. So you see that for the Gemara ends up that for kriyishma, that's when you're not so makbid to go get yourself some water. But if it's for tefillah, then the Gemara seems that you should go. You should go out of your way to try to find yourself some water. So Rashi, just explaining the Gemara quickly, says, Yifana is l'nakava. Like we said, Yifana means that you have to go to the bathroom. So you go to the bathroom first. Dechsev erchetz ben akayin mashma. What does erchetz ben akayin mean? Erchetz kol haguf. The reason why it says this is Ledrasha Loimar Shemayla Alav Schar Rechitzas Kapov. It's this the schar of you washing your hands is the schar of Kiilu Tavel Kol Gufay, as if you were tabling your entire body. By the way, from here, people want to say that you see that there's a makar to go dip in the mikvah before davening. or to at least wash your entire body, maybe a shower. But, well, shower is a big shower, so let's just leave it at mikvah, so that you see that there's an inyan to go and be tevel your entire guf before davening. But here again, washing your hands is as if you're washing your entire body. Then he says the kriyishma. So the Gemara ended up saying that's only the kriyishma. Be'idna the kriyishma shezmanai kavua. Why is it different kriyishma than tefillah? Why is the Gemara saying that for kriyishma, Rav Chizkiya was not happy with you if you tried to find water, but by tefillah he was happy. Then he says because kriyishma, its zman is kavua. Now you only have a little bit of time to say kriyishma. Pen yavar zman. Aval tefillah de kol hayoyim zmanahu. But tefillah, since the entire day is its man, sarach l'mahad ramaya. So therefore, you have the entire day. I mean, come on, you can the entire day. You can go out of your way and get some water. But by kriyishma, you're much more limited in the time. So therefore, we're not. You should not go out of your way because you might miss the zman. That's how Rashi learns. So take a look at the Rashba, which is the next one. The Rashba says. Says, so he's going on that thing that we said, that the Gemara said that this is the only when Kriyishma you should not go out of your way. That was Rav Chisda, but for Tefillah you should. Kach kosav isfarim. That's what the Sfarim say. They have this Girsa. Amru taima mishum. What do they say the reason is? Mishum de la Kriyishma shezmana kavua. This is like Rashi. That for Rashi's not the only one that says this, by the way. Just brought Rashi as an example. So the Rashba says that these people, these Mefarshim, that say that the reason is because Kriyishma shezmana kavua im yatriach lelech el hamayim shevi yavar zmanai. If you matriach the person to go find water, the zman's going to pass. Avot tefillah shein lo kva aloi, but tefillah is no kva. V'tmiya li. So the Rashba is a kash, what's it to tmiya? Dim kain kriyishma shel arvis yachso ketfilah. So then, therefore, Krishma of nighttime, right? There's no only 3 hours into the night you can say Krishma, you can say Krishma all night. So therefore, we should say that Krishma at night, you should also make sure that you go and find water, no matter how long it takes. Just like tefillah. And the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said straight, Krishma. Didn't say Krishma shel shachris. V'oi, tefillah shel shachar nami areyesh lo keva adalachos. What are you talking about that you have the whole day to daven tefillah, to daven Shemon Esrei? You only have 4 hours into the day. It also has his man. If it's because of kviyas man, afik kriyishma kol kavad the motzi l'mahader am I loy lahader. If it's all about the zman issue, so then let's say I'm 2 hours before the zman. So if I'm 2 hours before the zman, so then I should go look for water. Why is it a blanket statement that for Krishma, forget about it? You don't have to go and be matriarch yourself to water. Why? If I have another 3 hours to go find myself some water, why can I do that? Why shouldn't I do that? So Ella, the Rajba says, no. It's not like Rashi explains. It's a different shot. Why Krishma were not makbid and by tefillah we are. Ella nearly the farish the Krishma shehi the araisa. We know that Krishma is a daraisa. So leichmira love lamahadra maya. So therefore, we're not machmir for you to go out of your way to get water. Why? Kemoshe akilu lagabe balkari. The same way by a balkari, we're not machmir that a balkari has to be tar before he says kriyishma. Why? Lepisha ein divrei toira mekablin tuma. Because even if you're tamei, same thing over here. Even if you're dirty, divrei toira rises above everything. So that's why for kriyishma, which is a din daraisa, we're not going to be machmer. And that's why it's a blanket heter. Doesn't matter at night, doesn't matter at day, doesn't matter how much time you have. By kriyishma, you're not going to have to go run around to find water. Aval tefillah, which is only a din d'rabbanan, hichmir ala avad parsa. So by tefillah, we are machmer on you that you should go and try to find water up until a parsa, which is 72 minutes. Okay, so let's bring Taisus. The Taisus is the next thing. The Taisus says, "Amad mahadra amayab idin kriyishma." So he's talking about again this same thing. That Rav Chisda was not happy with the people that will look after water for kriyishma. V'yesh farm the garsi hanemil the kriyishma v'tfila loy. The kamer Shimon Leil, Rav Shimon ben Levi, the gabel ulutfila dalad milim. V'nire the loy garsin loy. It seems that they were not goyris this girsa. They were not, meaning Taisus is saying that there's people that were not goyris vahani mili l'kriyishma v'latfila mahadar. V'nir the loygar seem like the hua din l'inin tziluso nami mitam shal yavar zman tfila. The mashna kriyishma matfila. So Taisus is learning that, again, what was the whole kasha? The whole kasha here is that why should tfila be any different than kriyishma? Well, that was the Rajba's kasha. So Taisus is playing off that, and he's saying that, therefore, there are Sfarim that were not Goyris at all, this last part of the Gemara. This last part of the Gemara that says this is only by Kriyishma, but by Tefillah you should go run after water, people weren't Goyris at all. And therefore you should not run after water the same way by Kriyishma and the same way by Tefillah. It's because otherwise, what's the difference? We know that the same Dizman is Kavua by both of them, right? All the Rajbis Kashas. So the Rajbis Kashas is so good, that's why some people weren't Goyris at all this last part. And they held that Kriyishma and Tefillah is the same thing. You don't go run after water. That's what Taisus learns. Let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yoina. It's Rabbeinu Yoina on the Rif. So he says, Layat Rav Chizda, again, on the same Inyan. Layat Rav Chizda, Manda Mahadar Amai, Bina Tzilusa. Harif Zal Kosov. How does the Rif learn? The Rif says, Hani Midli Kriyishma Vat Tefillah Baila Adure. So the Rif does have this Girsa. Mechay Nimsa B'miksa Sifriya Gemara V'ayim Sifriya Gemara. But some say the like Arsina like, exactly like Taisus. Some say that we're not Gairus that. When he says be eden tzilusa, right? What does tzilusa mean? Tzilusa always means davening. It doesn't mean kriyishma. So, matam lahoitziat hevim mimashma. Why in the world would we say hani mila li kriyishma v'lutfiloloi? So the Rif has this girsa that when we say tzilusa, when Rav Chizda said, right, that you're not supposed to run after it be'idin tzilusa, and the Gemara said that that's talking about kriyishma, zok to beni yoina. Tzilusa doesn't mean kriyishma. Tzilusa means tefillah. So why would it be matik to say that tzilusa here means kriyishma? So therefore, beni yoina is saying that really. No. So therefore, he says you don't make that chiluk, and it's all. But even tzilusa is all encompassing in tefillah. Everything that's included in tefillah, which would be tefillah and kriyishma, you don't go run after water. So we have here a machlokes whether this thing of Rav Chizda, this din of Rav Chizda, that you're not supposed to run after water, is that only by kriyishma, or is it by kriyishma and tefillah? Let's see how we pass it. So the Beis Yosef, right, the Beis Yosef is on the tour, right? So first there's a tour, then the Beis Yosef talks on the tour. He says, he brings a lot of these shitas down, and then he says, Lenin Alacha, we're still on the same page. Lenin, just on the bottom. Lenin Alacha, it's the last Maramakam there. Lenin Alacha, after the whole shtukli, he says, Kivan Sheharif, Vaharambam Vaharajba, B'Shem Rabbeinu. Since the Rif and the Rambam, he brings the Rambam, I didn't bring it earlier, but the Rambam also, the Rajba, the Rajba also at the end of the day was Mechalik, remember. The Rajba was Mechalik between Kriyishma and Tefillah. So therefore he also obviously was Mekayim the Girsa. So he's saying, since we have the Rif and the Rambam and the Rajba, so Zakta Beis Yosef, we go with those Shitas that there's a difference. That only by Kriyishma we don't run after Tefillah, we're done after water, but by Tefillah, for Tefillah we would run after water to make sure that we wash our hands. And then the Shulchan Aruch, let's see how the Shulchan Aruch is, which is the Beis Yosef always passing, and the Chayyim should go in the same way. So he says, Tziv Dalin, Tzarech Lirchaitz Yadav B'mayim. You have to wash your hands in water. Im Yeshlai, if he has water. If you have water, you got to wash your hands in water before you daven.
Well, is he talking about what, chakras, Mara?
It's talking, let's say he was talking about everything. I would assume he's talking about everything.
Well, we haven't covered Mincha yet, then,
have we? No, we have. This isn't Hilchas Mincha, but I would think that it's going by all tefillah. He's not Mechalik yet. So you have to wash your hands, and we'll see once we get into the reasons. I think we'll see also it's more clear like that. So Tzarech Lirchas Yadav V'mayim Im Yeshlev Im Einlev. No, I'm sorry, Im Yeshlev Im Einlev. If he doesn't have water, what should he do? Tzarech Lachzer Acharei Ma Parsa. So he should go up to a parsa, which would be exactly how the Beis Yosef passed, right? Beis Yosef said that you should be passing like the Rif and the Rambam and the Rajba, that there is a difference between Kriyishma and Tefillah, and the only time you don't run after water is by Kriyishma, but you do go to find water if it's for Tefillah. So this is what the Mechaber is passing, and therefore you should, if you don't have water, you should go and travel up to a parsa. It's on your way. That's only if you're going on the road. Then you know that there's water within, right? You know you're going to hit a rest stop, let's say. You know you're on the Ohio Turnpike. You know that it says the next stop is 35 miles. You know that you're going to get that within 72 minutes. So you got to wait to daven until you hit that rest stop and get some water. Avon Tzarech Lachzor Achayra. But if it says the next rest stop is, you know, 100 whatever miles, 150 miles, and you're not going to get it, so then...
Is it a din in the time or a din in the distance?
So, that's a shayla. Most say that it's a din in the time. There is one sheet that I saw once that said maybe it's not a din in the time, but wasn't so clear, and most places don't go like that. So it's really a din in the time. Doesn't matter if now we travel faster. It's not
Tzarech Lachzor means going back.
So, right. So Tzarech Lachzor, right. So that we're about to get that. Yeah. So do you, if you have to go back, so you only have to go back ad mil. So he says until a mil. Tzarech Lachzor Achor v'malach v'mayim ad mil chayzer. Yoyser v'mil ena chayzer. Now, here's an important part. V'mitziyare sheyaver zman hatfilo. If you're nervous that the zman tfilo is going to be up, you're going to miss zman tfilo. If you go run around and look for water, you're going to miss the zman. So then, yinake yadav bitzror ay ba'afer ay b'chol midi demanki. Then you should just rub your hands and clean your hands on anything. Rub it on the table that in front of you, your stander, your chair, whatever it is, to just make sure that anything that can clean your hands. So Nachas Tzvi asks the Kash L'Machaber. He asks like this. He says, Pashit, Berakah, Yekaira, Api, Gersis, Harif. We'll just get through the first things where he's bringing Varama, Varajba, Sitzarach, Lahadar, Maila, Tfilah. So the Machaber is passing, like we said, the Rif, the Ram, and the Rashba, that you have to go and look for water. Rav Chizda, the light, Amanda Maharamaya Kriyishma Kama, right? And that Rav Chizda that was not happy with the people that ran after water, that was only for Benegea Kriyishma. Aval Girsa Taisis, Varash, Rabbi Yoina, Varmordecha, Vaguda, Aflot, Filin, Tzarech Ladin. Varav Shulchan Aruch Pasak, Beis Yosef, Kedas, Rif, Isiati. Now we know that the Machaber, who's the Beis Yosef also, right, he passed in like the Rif. Umizeh Yatzali Tmiya. So now I have a stark akash on the Mechaber. B'masha hischu lichtoiv kan api girsis harif. Then in the beginning he writes api the girsis of the rif. V'af api kein tzayim v'misyare. And even though he's passing like the rif that you have to go and look for water, still he says that if you're nervous that you're going to miss zman tefila, you don't have to look. Halay pashit. It's pasha the girsis harif isyatei. Says the Nachas Tzvi, it's so pashut that if you have the gears of the rip, which means that by tefillah you have to go look after water. Even if you're nervous you're going to miss zman tefillah, you have to go and look for water. So how can the Mechaber be positive? He says it's tzarech
in. Maybe implies that you have to look only if you have time.
Right, so I mean...
He's taking the couch of the rush, but
into account. Meaning... Oh, because when you go ahead.
The Rashi talk about kvius the whole day.
They don't have kvius the whole day.
Right. So it comes down to a whole different reason.
That one's the rice, one's the rabbanon. Right. So therefore, if it's the rabbanon, you should.
Like that, he doesn't like that answer of the rice, the rabbanon.
Who doesn't? Nachas Tzvi, the Beis Yosef.
Beis Yosef.
Yes.
Seems like so he's trying to fix it too.
So you're saying that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to say that, even though you're right. Doesn't. And therefore what? Would therefore you would...
No,
you
would, still the kasha still stands. Because
you have to take into account against Mr. Zman. So. Right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Alright, so that's his kasha. I'm not sure. He's a peerage on the Shulchan Aruch. So he's got to be an Akron. Okay. So let's just go through some Mishnah Berurah here. So Mishnah Berurah here says that he says you have to wash your hands. Right? Now why do you have to wash your hands? What's the Indian of washing your hands? The Gemara never said why you have to wash your hands. So, it's implicit, but Mishmur is going to say, L'irchaitz. L'irchaitz, hatam alzeh, ayin l'il reish simen dalad v'mishnabur. So that's it. He assumed that you learned already simen dalad. Of course, you learn simen dalad before you get to simen tzadi beis, right? You go in order. So he says, just look over there. I already told you over there, so I don't have to repeat myself. Now, what do you say in simen dalad? He said that there's two shitas. Everybody knows these two shitas. There's two reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. Right, one is because when you wake up in the morning, you're a bria chadasha. Since you're a bria chadasha, you have to wash your hands again. You have to wash your hands. It's like you have some tumah left on you.
Ruch ra.
Ruch ra. And then there's another reason is that no, because at night you're not really you can't watch where your hands are going, and you may have touched a makoy metunaf, you know, a place that's normally covered in your body. You may have touched it, and therefore that's why you have to wash your hands. So those are the two reasons. Now, obviously, so these are the two reasons. Obviously, you know, we're talking about mincha or marav. Usually, you know, you're not going to take a nap before mincha or marav. So here we're talking about tefillah. But for mesiach das purposes, if you're just mesiach das, you don't know where your hands have gone during the day, and you may have touched the makom metunaf, that would also be enough of a reason that you have to wash your hands.
So, those are the reasons you have to wash your hands. V'gam, listen to this. Here's your thing. V'gam l'tfilas mincha u'maris. Also for mincha u'maris, tzarach netilo. You also have to wash your hands. K'lo k'man reish l'amad gimel siv beis. So also mincha u'maris, because even if you may have not slept, but you have the other reason, that maybe you touched the makom matonah. V'das Rambam. What's the Rambam shita? The hecha d'tzarach litol yadav. Listen to this. The Rambam holds that when you do have to touch your hands, which would be all tefillas, mincha, ma'ariv, and shachris, v'loy natal, if you did not wash your hands, v'gam lo nikay sam bitzroi, you also didn't wash, you didn't rub them on a rock or something, afilu b'di eved ein tefilasai tefila. Even b'di eved, your tefila is not a tefila. So if you run into mincha or ma'ariv, and you quickly go to daven shmoneh esrei without washing your hands, and the Rambam holds you're not yoytza b'di eved. He says, "V'tzarach iyan ledina, but it's tzarach iyan va'ayin be'alacha shebiyarnu de'enu chayzer umespal." So now let's take a look right away at the be'alacha, because once he already tipped us off, the be'alacha has something to say over here. So tzarach lerechayz, I'm a shabru mashakos b'shem of Rambam. Take a look at what I said in the shem of the Rambam. Le'ini di'evet. What I say b'di'evet? That b'di'evet you're not going to be yoytz if you don't wash your hands. V'inei b'stam yadayim. If we're talking about yadayim where you're just time, you're not sure where your hands have been. You don't know for sure you did anything, you touched anything, you're just not sure. That's called stam yadayim. Your name is stam yadayim pshita de ein lachzer hatfila. Rishon Zeh. It's pasha to me that you don't have to daven again. You know, so this that the Rambam says, that ein tfila say tfila, he says, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to daven again. Rishon Zeh. Vihine. After that's the Rambam mashma de ha'ikuv hu hafila b'stam yadayim, even though the Rambam himself is mashma. That, yeah, it would make a difference. Even if you just have stam yadayim, you're not sure where your hands have been, still, that would be ma'akiv, and you would have to daven again. It doesn't make a difference to us. We don't go with that Rambam anyway, according to Beis Yosef. And now that the tour brought a shita that holds stam yadayim, it's even kosher l'tfila, you don't even have to. This suffik brachas ahakal, also he says suffik brachas ahakal, therefore you wouldn't have to make a brachim kain. Kol shekin l'inyan l'achsel l'tfila, for sure, to be chayzer, to daven again, we're not going to make you. Suffik brachas ahakal, we're not going to make you daven again. So for sure by stam yadayim, the Mishmaru says, the Berlocha says, for sure by stam yadayim, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, now if you happen to know that you absolutely did touch a makom matonah, if that's a different shayla. But he's saying, stam yadayim, you're not sure where your hands have been, and you didn't wash your hands before davening, and you didn't rub them on anything, then everybody, he says, you would not have to be davening again. Mavad calls that kasha layer the hate of the safe das Rambam. Anyway, he says, I don't understand really the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself that says you have to go ahead and daven again, and you're not yotze b'di'evet. The Rambam goes through four things that are ma'akar for tefillah. So he says, the four things that he's levad mizeh, bir harambam favors. The Rambam says explicitly, shafilu b'di'evet chayzu mespalo. That even b'di'evet, you have to daven again. Ubezeh, when he's talking about washing your hands, loy bir klum. He doesn't say that you have to go daven again if you didn't wash your hands. Shmami no de ha'ikov de ka'amar hainu. What does he mean that it's ma'akiv? De tefilasoi lehoisa kahoigin. It wasn't a proper tefila. Shahoisi b'adayim mezuamais, because your hands are a little dirty. Avaloy chuyiv mishum ze sheyachser v'yispal. It's not that you have to go ahead and daven again. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, shtikol daichik, but that's how he's understanding the Rambam. Alkeinu and he has daiti. So says the Mirabe Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim. That therefore da filu das Rambam im hayu yadav meluchlachos, even if his hands were dirty melamulei zeya al yedei shachichich roishay, that he scratched his head ay negib makamati nifes av shluchat chila asu likreis lispalo, even though luchat chila you should not daven like that, not a luchat chila you should wash your hands va'af levarich, maybe even to make a bracha ukalib usayf semidal mikamakim b'di eved. Ein chayzer. So, but okay. So, Be'alocha is saying at the end of the day that if you forget to wash your hands, you just learned this halacha today, and you forgot to wash your hands by mincha today, you don't have to daven again.
He's disagreeing with the Rambam,
right? He tries to explain the Rambam maybe differently, but
is he trying to say pshat in the Rambam? Or is
right? So he does. So he does try at the end. He tries to say that maybe, you know, the Rambam himself, maybe the lashon is not mashma that you'd have to go and daven again. But what's clear is that he's holding that you don't have to daven again. But the Avada L'Chadchila, you'd have to wash your hand. Something to keep in mind, that you have to wash your hand. B'mayim, so the next thing says that you should wash in water. Now, we know that there's a halacha that you have to dry your hands when you're washing for a mitzvah. So is that the same halacha over here? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ein hanigav ma'akav v'zeh. You don't have to dry your hands. So there's no tissues, there's nothing to dry your hands on over there. It's okay, you can still, you know, start davening even when they're wet. The next Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech, that you have to wash your hands. V'davka k'shiyadeh shahim al-chlachis. That's only... hold on a second, I'm going to see what this is at. Tzarech, that's fine. So he says that this thing that you have to go and run after water, says that is only when your hands are dirty. Stam yadayim, you don't have to go and travel 72 minutes. You hear the difference? So even though you're supposed to wash your hands before even stam yadayim, but you don't have to travel. This whole Indian of traveling 72 minutes if you're on the road, that's only if your hands are dirty. You know your hands are dirty, or if you scratch your head from makom tana. Then it says, "Lach." So you have to go back. But let's say, knowing that you're traveling with a group, and they're not going to wait for you if you go back to go get yourself some water. Or you're not going to reach it during daylight. Then you would not have to go back. So you see, okay, you don't have to go back. You know, only if it's convenient for everybody, then you can do it. And then this is what the shayla that you guys asked. What about if you're in a car? Here's Reichav on a horse or something. Dina v'chol zekem halach b'raglov. It's the same thing. Gamim b'chilak bein derech ra'alatay. V'chol zedafka k'shiyadeya b'vaday sheyimsa shamayim. This is only also when you know for sure you're going to find water. Av b'safik lev. If you're safik, we don't know exactly where the next rest stop is. Then you're not sure we're going to get water. Then maybe you don't have to travel. Yeah, you know, it's going to be tough to say that 72 minutes in a car, you're not going to find some sort of either hotel or something that you can pull over. You know, that's okay. But Lamaya said, at the end of the day, if it's a suffix, then you don't have to. Be'alacha says, next thing, let's say you're sitting in your house. You're not traveling. She says, Avam tzarech lach shachai v'yoshu v'beisai, pasha d'dina kamei l'inna n'tilas yadayim. The same thing as Alacha is like n'tilas yadayim. The pasha chayotim d'dina kamei malachrov, it's like going backwards. V'day ad mil. So then it's enough until a mil. Right, so that's 18 minutes. So if you're at home and for whatever reason you don't have working water, you don't have water at home, then you'd only have to go up to a mil backwards. The same thing, by the way, when it comes to tefillah v'tzibur. Right, we spoke about tefillah v'tzibur, that tefillah in a shul. That if you are in your house, you'd have to travel up to 18 minutes to go find yourself a tefillah, a shul that's davening, a tefillah v'tzibur. Okay, the next thing is zman tefillah. So is this, if he says, Mishnah Berurah, this is if he says, if you're nervous, you're going to miss the Zman Tefillah, he says, Legamri. V'imu b'makim sheish shem asar shem espalim. Let's say you have a minion right in front of you. V'im yachs rachabayim yavr Zman Tefillah b'tzibur. So you're going to miss Tefillah b'tzibur if you go find yourself some water. Kasav v'bach, ta'av sheish le shahus, ein tzarech lachsar, v'yinaka b'midim, ein tzarech lachsar. Even if you have enough time that you're going to get Zman Tefillah, but you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, then again, so you see that there's a lot of coolness here. You don't, that if they're not going to wait for you, or over here is if you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, then you don't have to go and looking for water. Okay, let's just run through the next few quick halachas, which is also has to do with what washing your hands. So this is Rachat Yadav Shachris V'Hesich Tati. This is Sifei. Let's say you wash your hands already in the morning, right? As soon as you wake up, and then you receive das. So trichim the tefillah tefillah. You do have to wash your hands for tefillah. Even if they're not dirty at all, you still have to wash your hands. But you should not make a bracha. But if you don't have water prepared, you don't have to go looking for water. Even if your hands are very dirty, even though tefillah, you should not make a bracha. If your hands are dirty. Hands are dirty, you not have to make a bracha. So again, if it's just stam yadayim, you don't have to go out of your way. But if it's right there in the shul, you can just go wash your hands there, then that's not called going out of your way. That's just right there. So even if stam yadayim, the chatchila, you should be washing your hands before tefillah. Trichim the tefillah, the kivin sheisach dayit meshmirasim, since you are meseich das from watching them, askanias hain, v'shami nagam makam mitinayfetz. Like we said, since you're not watching them, it could be you touch the makam mitanif. So he says you should have to wash him for the tefillah, avol Torah, lebrachos lekriyishma, stami adam kcherisim. But for Torah, you want to just sit and learn? Do you have to wash your hands every time before you're going to sit down and learn, or before you're going to make a bracha? Right, that you don't have to do. Or kriyishma, you don't have to do if you're just stami adam. If you scratch your head or something like that, then you should. But earlier he says that maybe for kriyishma it would be pasul stam yadayim, so therefore you should make sure to wash your hands. So for kriyishma you should wash your hands, but for taira or brachas, which is important, because you know brachas, you go into your house, you want to eat something, you want to make a bracha quickly, so you have to wash your hands every time you make a bracha. He says if it's just stam yadayim, you don't have to do that. But again, if you touch the makom matumah, then you would. Something to keep in mind. So he says, "Ain tzarach v'afapik ain tzarach linkoyes is some b'midi v'manki." Still, you should rub them on something that that can clean them. So if it's for tefillah and you didn't wash your hands, then at least you should rub them on the table or the shtender or the chair or something, just to you know make sure they're clean. Dilma mudvik by me'atzaya. Maybe there's a little bit of dirt on your hands. Isaiah, I then give him a mechasin. And then that's why you'll by just rubbing it you'll get it clean that way. That's only by stam yadayim. But if you touch for sure makom tunf, you know for sure. Then you would have to go after water. So you do have to go look for water if your hands are dirty. That's one thing that's clear. Or if you touch the makom tunf, stam yadayim you don't have to. But if you touch the makom tunf, then you would have to go look for water before you daven. So what's a makom matanif? Let's see the next thing. I'm in the tefillah v'nizker shenagam makom matanif. Let's say you're standing and davening, and then you remember that you touched the makom matanif. Now what should you do? So you don't have to stop shemoneh esrei, dive in a kain afra, itzrayus, and mechachik chad b'kaisel. Just rub your hands with whatever that's available to you. That would clean it. Makom matanif. What's a makom matanif? Hainu mekaimais hamachusim ba'adam. They're the places that are covered in a person. Because you're filled with zeya. Also, if you scratch your head, that's also considered makom matanif, that your hands would be dirty, and you'd have to go look for water. Therefore, you should be careful. You shouldn't touch these places when you're davening. If you're learning. Also, in your nose or your ear. Only with a beged. You know, make sure that you're not picking your ear or your nose during davening. So he says here that there's a kain lafuki b'makom megula, going b'panav, like let's say your face, that's okay, b'tzavar, your neck, adachaza, until your chest, uzrayaisav ad perika elyon. And what about your arms? What's considered a makom mechus on your arms? Hanikra elboygin. So that's your elbow, right? So until your elbow is okay to touch, mutaligim kaim esalvalu b'shashem edfila isav b'tayra. So when you're learning, you could have. But once you go above your elbow, you're wearing short sleeves. Also, you know, if you start scratching your upper arm, you'd have to go wash your hands, or you'd have to, you know, rub them on what's near. He says, "Isaac b'tayr." Let's just finish this up. Isaac b'tayr. But the yavid dive in a kain ba'alma l'tayr lebrachas. But the yavid, it's okay if you just, you know, not wash your hands. Lebrachas af b'shiyish. I mean, if you have water, you can go and just rub your hands, and that would be fine. Vayin le'il v'sayf simandal mishum ruv and naga b'tid for refesh. After the afilu chachila sharikach, even if you touched, that if you touched, but tit refes, even the chachila, maybe you'd be able to do like this. Avol ilbasayf simandal, because from Megadim tzarich linkayis mechila afu divrei tayra. But still, we saw earlier that for divrei tayra, you really you should be mechachila to wash your hands before. Chayin elahach mechachila berefes. And then the mishmur just brings that on your nose and your ear. The gra is mekel, that the gra is mekel that would not be good. You would not have to wash your hands for that. So at the end of the day, I think what's important here is that we should be conscious to before davening to wash our hands. So we already learned last week that really before davening you should go to the bathroom anyway, just to clear your system, because we know, like we said, that even if you have to go to the bathroom a little bit and you can hold it in for hours, it doesn't matter. L'chadchila we said last week that you have to go to the bathroom. That's, you're not allowed to daven like that. So therefore, anyway, I mean, most of this should really be taken care of if we just go to the bathroom before davening, and then obviously we're going to wash our hands afterwards. All right.